It's 26 minutes to 11, the Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I'm always encouraged by people who make a difference. And today, we're really delighted to have Luke Maggie in our studio. Current president now of Parramatta Chamber of Commerce, Chile IT, in another world that you live in. It's really delighted to have you here. Thank you.
Look, thanks, gentlemen, for inviting me along today. It's a pleasure to be here.
I must say the first time I met you, Luke, was when I was working for the Children's Medical Research Institute and we needed some IT help, and Chill IT just stood out as the preferred vendor in what we're doing, which is a website project.
That's right. We've got a bit of history. It goes back there.
We do. I think you've grown a bit since then.
I'll bow out of this one. I'll leave it to you guys. You know?
But you have grown since then, haven't you?
Company-wise, we've got 20-odd people here in Australia, a few we engage overseas. So, yeah, we're sizable.
And we understand that you have been just voted in as president of the Parramatta Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. Very excited to volunteer for this role, and my colleagues have put some faith in me to see how I can
lead you say them. An important topic there, important point, volunteer. Now, some people may be surprised by that. They think someone who's leading the chamber of it's the second CBD of the most popular state in Australia would maybe not be volunteering that role. Lead us through a bit about how the chamber has developed over time and what the role is as president of the chamber.
For sure. Pleasure. Look, the Parramatta Chamber was actually established in 1912, which makes it, they have the reputation of being the oldest existing chamber in Australia. So what was going through the minds of the guys back then, who knows? I know the first president was the mayor at the time of able to establish that. So 109 years and really goes from strength to strength, I think. I think they had a couple of rough times in the around the war years, they said, but at the moment it's going from strength to strength.
Luke, I'm as I said before, we're always encouraged by people in leadership. When you look at the Chamber of Commerce, and Sean and people beforehand have done an amazing job, as you said, it's voluntary. What do you see as the challenges for business today in COVID and moving out of it? Because in your role, it's very important. Something like 85%, 90% of businesses are small business, employ less than five people. You've got a large business relative to many of the businesses. What's your leadership there?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of feedback from our members around the challenges they've had for the last 18 months, and we actually tried to learn from that and tailor our services to a degree to those guys. So everybody, sick of the word pivot, but we know everybody pivoted. We provided services online as opposed to face-to-face. People were still keen to get together, keen to network, keen to engage, and what we've found since a little bit of the face-to-face has come back, people have really come out of the woodworks to get back together. So that's
We have a saying, Darren and I, that says our wounds help us develop wisdom. And when I say wounds, things in life that have a material impact on our lives, if you look at it, help us to become better people. We often talk about those types of things. Where's the wisdom for you in your role as the president, and also for your members from the wounds of COVID and that going forward? Where are you taking them?
We've become a very supportive. It's a supportive role. You've got to listen to your members and listen to what challenges they have, and then try best to deal with that. And for some people, it's a lot of people. It's just getting out to socialise with other business people. A lot of people, it's advice on how to run their business better. Some others, it's about how to talk to the council and how to get things across the line with council. So we really focus on listening to our members and trying to help.
Well, that's a big plus. You're listening to your members. They're diverse. They have different needs, and we applaud you for that. One of the things that Darren and I are really excited about and continue to be excited, and I think for the last 12 years I've been a judge in your awards, is the Wasabi Awards. And Darren, I hope that you're able to help in that going forward. I find absolutely amazing the genesis of those awards and the incredible growth in people wanting to celebrate their success and the quality of the awards.
Yeah, I mean, the Wasabis are quite famous now. They were established in 1990, so this is the 31st consecutive year. And just the last couple of years, it's really grown to be more out of the Parramatta, started in the Parramatta district. Now it's more of a Western Sydney event. So we've got people entering from the mountains down to Campbelltown to north. So it's really become Western Sydney's premier business awards event.
And if I can just say, that's very much shown by our Premier and other ministers who want to support those wonderful awards. And I applaud you for the continuation of bringing excellence into business and celebrating that wonderful business. Luke, it's something that resonates very much with Darren and I, the success and the significance of what those awards are all about.
Well, and thanks very much for being a judge. I mean, a judge is it's a time-consuming job. You have potentially dozens of people entering a category and you've got to review their submission. So it takes some time. So thanks.
Well, I love it. If I can just say, I've done judging 30 years. I've just done some awards between countries and a whole range of different things. It never ceases to amaze me how people write their story, what they say, and to learn about how they have gone through many, many challenges. I mean, your story, for example, we'll go to a break in a moment, but I want to find out about your story. You have a seed, you think about it, free enterprise world, and I'm just so excited to hear your story of how you built your business, because every person you put on is important in that development. And if you've got around 20 people working for you, that's a complex ecosystem. So I want to find out a bit more about that after the break. It's really delightful to have you in our studios today, Luke, the new president of Parramatta Chamber of Commerce.
And if you're thinking of entering the Wasabi Awards, the entries close on Friday, the 11th of June. So get your skates on and get your nominations in to be in the winning of those great awards.
And can I just say, before we go to that little break, please, I didn't realise, remember the 11th, please tap someone on the shoulder and get them to go and look at their business. Put that microscope over it.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have in the studios Luke Maggie, the President of Parramatta Chamber of Commerce and a Director of Chill IT, just explaining his role and his vision. And I apologise, I said your name wrongly at the beginning, so I always like to get things right. You can only get them right if you made them wrong and you want to get them right. So apologies there, Luke. Luke, going forward, what are some of the things that you want to do for the Chamber? Because you've been put into that role and you're very confident and you have a presence about yourself. Tell us about what's really inside you.
Sure. Look, thoughts about the vision for the Chamber, and I've had this question a few times. I've been in the role just on four weeks now. There was an interesting survey a couple of years ago which published some stats around chambers around the world, very well trusted. Everybody knows the name, but they have a reputation of being old guys smoking cigars, so that's their profile. So the challenge for the Chamber, and with a lot of organisations, it's making it relevant for today. So how do we do that? How do we attract the younger guys, the startups, the people who now go to incubator hubs and things like that, and demonstrate to them that chambers of commerce work together with them? So that's my big thoughts. That's my pearl of wisdom. How do we maintain its relevance?
And something we've been talking about recently, Jim and I on Spotlight, is the difference between success and significance. And I think that comes into all walks of business or volunteer work and the like. And it's about making, well, how do we make it significant for anyone who's going to join the Chamber as well as give them the success and making that balance look right?
Well, Dan, I'm going to ask Luke. So you're saying if people join the Chamber, they're quite free to talk to you. You're happy to talk to them and help them through and just have a conversation?
Absolutely. We want people feel the Chamber can be a mentor place as well
for
anyone that needs advice on setting up, running their businesses. And we do that a lot with the current guys. There's a lot of interaction with members, which are default mentoring sessions.
Sessions where people can come together as well. You've got breakfast and after five. What sort of sessions are coming up soon?
Sure. So there's multiple sessions. The Chamber likes to say they have a weekly offering to members where they can get together in a networking group. They have a monthly offering, which is a business after five event. They have a quarterly offering, which is a breakfast event. And then they have their special feature events like the Wasabi Awards that we mentioned, like the State of the City Award breakfast. Oh, sorry, lunch.
And Luke, I know you get involved in important city matters as well, the city being Parramatta. And one important matter at the moment, which is game-changing for Parramatta, but it's causing a lot of impact at the moment, and that's light rail coming through, particularly on Church Street, East Street and Macquarie Street. What are you hearing from the businesses on the ground, and how, as the Chamber, are you helping to support them through this period of construction?
Sure. Look, there's an incredible amount of frustration with the shopkeepers in that are affected, and we sympathise with them. And there's been a lot of effort to try and ease them through it with some government departments which are holding their hand, which are educating them, which are giving them ideas. But it has just been tough as tough. The good news is the East Street component of the light rail will be finished and polished by August, so that'll be opening. So then they'll continue the construction the other areas, but it's really, that's a positive light for the East Street guys.
Yeah, I was walking through just last night as I was coming back from the council chambers with the committee there, and just the development that has happened, especially at Phillip and Church, and how that's looking quite finished. And there even you can see the curve at Macquarie Street into Church Street as well. And yeah, it does have a huge impact, but it's going to be good that they're fast-tracking that section to get it completed as soon as they can. But no doubt a lot of impact on the small businesses there at the moment.
I think the other thing, if I can just digress for a moment, Darren, one of the things that's very important in your role of president is your committee and also your staff. Walk us through those aspects of the total ecosystem, because they're very critical.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 15 board members on the chamber, which are elected each year, and they do a phenomenal amount of work, the board members. That's all volunteer from all the board. And we try and divide and conquer to a large degree, so give people responsibilities for certain areas, be that the East Street area, be that membership, be that networking, so that we divide and conquer there. And then we have three staff members, and they are fantastic. They just do so much work, back office stuff, organising the events, running the events. So.
And that's why I was really pleased that you said that. Look, I know them and a number of your current board members. It's a real tribute to you and to them, because quite often people will only go on a board if they know who else is on it, so that they can synergise and grow together and provide some great contribution. And I think that's testament to you and where you want to take the chamber going forward. If I ask you about your business, is it challenging for you at the moment? You were saying just in the break that things are just so hectic.
Yeah, business-wise, I mean, we provide IT support for small to medium businesses. And look, it's been busy. COVID was actually good in terms of IT demand, because people had to be set up to work from home. And, you know, there was a whole period of months there where business was booming. IT, I think, in general, benefited, not in a benefit, but become busier.
And do you think we've got to become more critical around IT, you know, in the sense of being aware? You know, the old days of, I didn't know anything. I mean, it's become so complex now. And I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about the whole impact of people stealing your telephone number, Darren.
Yeah, and I think for me it's important that I think we're getting to this threshold of people in a small business, in a startup, might think, I can do it. And then one day it's, I can't do this, I can't do the IT, because it is so complex in many ways. But then you have people reach out to like Luke at Chill IT.
It is.
Look, I'm a big fan, just on that, I'm a big fan of specialisation. You do what you're good at and you outsource the rest. And you just touched on the complexity around security. We were talking about that in the break, and we almost spend half our time making sure people are secure. It's a big issue nowadays.
Well, look, we've come to that terrible time of the end of our time that we've got to be with you today. Both Darren and I, on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5 FM, wish you all the very best in your your role and your board's role and your staff and to all your members. Please support each other, help each other grow and learn from each other. We wish you all the very best. You've got till the 9th or the 11th for the Wasabi Awards. We want to have you back, and it's just a real delight to meet you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much, gentlemen, for having me on.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.